Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. Since the start of the year, hospitals in Central Ohio and around the country have been required to post prices on their websites. The mandate from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is meant to increase price transparency and to help patients make more informed choices, but putting the lists to use can be a challenge. WOSU's Paige Flager has been looking into these so-called charge master lists at local hospitals. Paige, what did you find?
So I tried to do a comparison between three kind of popular Central Ohio hospitals. So we looked at Wexner Medical Center, Riverside Hospital, and Mount Carmel West. And at first I was thinking about some of the health issues that face people in Central Ohio. One of those health issues is diabetes. And so I looked at something like insulin and insulin prices. And with insulin, you see a pretty consistent price across all three hospitals. All the prices are within a $10 radius of one another, kind of around this like $57 range is basically the average. But then when you look at other drugs, it can get more complicated. So if we were looking at something like the pain medication fentanyl, for example, you see a price differential that goes anywhere from $15 at Mount Carmel West to $218 at Wexner Medical Center. And you're seeing a similar kind of price differential with things like naloxone, which is commonly used for helping overdoses. And that price span is also larger between the three hospitals.
Yeah, it goes from $18 to $63. Lots of different prices there. We focused on these three drugs because they were really some of the only apples-to-apples comparisons that you could find. Hospitals use different terms and abbreviations, and a lot of these lists are just huge spreadsheets that are really hard to navigate.
Yeah, it's complicated to navigate, especially if you are not a medically inclined mm-hmm. person. There's no standard charge master. So basically the rule was you have to put these prices out there, but there wasn't any rule as far as how you had to format them.
No guidance on that at all.
Exactly. So even trying to look at something like acetaminophen, I had to go into different lists, and different lists had like the IV version, some had the capsule version. Mm-hmm. It can get very difficult to compare things in a linear way. And we're also seeing problems where these prices don't factor in people's insurance. So when you're looking at the prices, what you're actually going to pay for that could vary based on your insurance, which is something that I spoke about with Sean McGlone from the Ohio Hospital Association.
And we believe that the out-of-pocket expense for the patient is really what they're interested in. And we don't believe that this charge master requirement really gets them that kind of information.
So, Paige, we've spoken about a lot of the drawbacks so far. What are some of the positives, some of the good things that have come from this?
I think this movement came because nobody likes a surprise medical bill. Nobody likes to go into the hospital in an emergency setting and walk out of there wondering, oh, my goodness, I have no idea what this bill is going to look like. And so for the super savvy patient, you could use these lists to predict how much something might cost you, or you could use the list to find the cheapest prices in town. And worst case scenario, if you're someone who struggles with looking at things like milliliters, micrograms, all of these different things, Sean McGlone says that this sort of thing can help start a conversation.
What you see in many cases with hospitals posting this information on their websites is that they are including other information for a patient to, for example, reach out to the hospital's financial assistance phone line or other resources.
So, Paige, these lists might be hard to navigate. Are they easy to find?
They are easy to find. Yeah, you can, if you just Google the hospital and patient pricing lists, you should be able to find an Excel spreadsheet or a PDF.
Paige Flager looking into Central Ohio hospital prices. Thanks, Paige.
Thanks, Steve.